There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on a Wednesday, Dusty Leggett's with you, Mac Morey, Bob Fesco. I have a feeling that at some point it's going to sound like I've gone through puberty again. I am fine, I promise. But we're on borrowed time with these windpipes, baby. I'm going to sound like Peter Brady by the end of this show.
Yeah, that's all right. You get some hot tea, get some lemon. Beaters.
Or I sound like those people that are like, I used to smoke cigarettes all the time.
Do you smoke it through the hole in your neck or not?
I don't know, man. I wonder if you get, like, you know, a better rip off that if you did.
I don't know if you stick it right into the hole. Is like that the main vein? Like, you just right there in that hole? Yeah, like you got the oxygen tank in at the slot machine? Like, that's just the way to do it, right?
Oof. Yeah.
Are you smoking through the hole in your neck? Yes, I am.
Most efficient.
You ever take a drag through your nose? I did that once in college, and my eye like just started twitching. I was like, "That's probably not right." No, dude, dead serious. I took a Parliament light, put it up my right nostril. And just went,
what are you, an idiot?
Yes,
yeah, clearly, yes. Yeah.
No, highly intelligent, Bob.
My eyes started twitching.
No, it was like literally like, you know how like Elvis's lip would move? That was like how my right eye was. I was like, I might just give myself a stroke, dude.
I just have that with my right eye because you get to that certain age.
You're like a sty in there?
No, it's the sinuses. They just back up and back up. And like, oh, you need to have that. What is that, it's like surgery they want you to have? They bust your nose and everything.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Cataracts. I just said busting your nose and Dusty went with cataracts.
We're talking
surgery.
About eyes.
I'm talking about my sinus, which affects my eye because the pressure backs up. What a deviated septum. That's what they want. They want to sell you surgery. I'm like, I'm good. The guy's bedside manner. 5 years later, I'm still talking about this horrible doctor that I went to. Bedside manner. I'm like,
Freud, yeah. Put a spoon up your freaking eye and scooped your brain.
Well, maybe they could do that. I don't know, but they're like, it's not that bad. Like, it's not like life threatening and I need to have this surgery done. Yeah. I'm fine because they only work like 50% of the time every time, right? It's like Sex Panther. But anyway,
just try cataracts.
Yeah, just have the cataract surgery instead.
They got medicine for that too, dude.
Chiefs we're thankful for next week. Every day at 6:40, we're going to be playing a highlight of a Chief we're thankful for. Caller 6 will be qualified every day during the week next week to win $500 at Hy-Vee. Right before Thanksgiving, we're going to give you an opportunity to have a great holiday. $500 at Hy-Vee is an outstanding prize. So be listening every day next week at 6:40, and you'll have the opportunity to qualify. We'll do 5 qualifiers at the end of the week. We will give you the opportunity to win that prize. One of our 5 qualifiers will win. And then you can hang out with us on Saturday as well from 2 to 4 at the Landing in Liberty. It's the Ben Maller meet and greet. Maller's flying into town. We're going to do the landing on Saturday from 2 until 4. A lot of dignitaries will be there. And then we'll have the opportunity to take him to the Chiefs game on Sunday, which I'm really, really excited. I love giving people their first Arrowhead experience. It's cool. I don't know, man. Call me a dork or whatever.
No, that's awesome.
Giving somebody the opportunity to experience Arrowhead for the first time, hell yeah.
It's the best.
Mm-hmm. Especially in a game they should win 45-10.
Yeah.
Text of the day so far. That's a voice for AM radio from the 913.
Thank you.
All right, you guys take over, Mac.
Go ahead, Mac.
It's time for Max Pack.
All right.
right, ranking the teams most likely to be able to win the Super Bowl. This is not just your normal week-to-week power rankings. Now, I was looking at my past rankings because I keep a list of every week. This is the third week in a row I've had the same number of five teams. So the same five teams are in this for 3 weeks in a row. This is actually the second week in a row. So it'll be the same order of these same five teams. So I'll start at number five. If you remember, it would be the Green Bay Packers. Jordan Love needs to be healthy. He needs to stay healthy, and he needs to stop throwing interceptions. He's got a lot of Brett Favre in him, more than I thought probably this offseason.
Like Joe Burrow.
When I picked the MVP. Yeah, Joe Burrow as well. But yeah, I mean, just a lot of interceptions, a lot of just rifling in between triple coverage. Sometimes it works. It looks cool, but I don't know about his decision-making. Don't know about that defense either. Baltimore, speaking of defense, man, that defense ain't there. Bo Nix looked real good for about a quarter and a half. Then it got ahead of him. And they just weren't able to stick with Baltimore.
But I don't like Baltimore's defense, the comparison I'll give you is like people still think it's 2018 with the Chiefs offense, right? What's wrong with the Chiefs? Well, exactly. It's a completely different team. Baltimore still gets credit for having Ray Lewis, and he's retired and in the Hall of Fame.
Yes. And the 2019 Chiefs are a pretty good example of this Baltimore team. They have a terrible defense. They can score.
They still only scored 10 against them? Wasn't it like 41-10?
41-10.
Oof.
No, they take over teams. Listen, in the regular season, they're going to have some other 40 and 50 burgers. Derrick Henry's amazing. This is still a team that when it comes to the playoffs, I don't really know what their ceiling is. The Buffalo Bills, number three for me. Speaking of ceiling, Josh Allen has the highest ceiling of quarterbacks not named Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs to me. We've seen him perform at the highest level statistically right next to Mahomes. I really like this team overall. Yeah, probably one of the more complete teams in the league, but besides these two, number two, Detroit Lions, I think this is objectively just the case. If you want to have them number one, you're wrong, but I'd at least hear you out. This team is amazing. Even without Aiden Hutchinson, the Za'Darius Smith edition.
Who's that?
There it is. It's going to help this team a lot.
Junior?
And then Kansas City Chiefs, and I don't need to expand on them. I mean, this is the number one team, and they're going to win the Super Bowl again.
Yeah, they are. And I think that realization is starting to set in for a lot of folks around the
Panic.
NFL, right? Like, no, it is. It's crazy to think about because you start to I do a lot of listening to other things and whatnot to hear what people are talking about. And like it's getting to the point now where I think some folks are just despondent over the fact that this team is doing like people were mad yesterday that DeAndre Hopkins posted a picture of Randy Moss and Tom Brady hugging.
Oh, they were so mad.
He took the tweet down.
He deleted it.
Really?
He deleted that tweet yesterday, which I'm like, man, why? Like, have you ever seen anybody more excited to be playing for the Chiefs than DeAndre Hopkins is right now? Like, why are we trying to stifle this guy's excitement? Why do people suck? Like, he put a picture of Randy Moss and Patrick Mahomes because that's how he's feeling right now.
Tom Brady.
And people got so mad that he had to take the post down because, like, I just want to deal with this. Like,
what are they mad because they didn't win the Super Bowl, but they went undefeated?
I don't know. I think they're probably saying, I can't believe you would compare yourself to Randy Moss and, you know, Tom Brady. No, we're not comparing ourselves. We're better. Patrick Mahomes is better than Tom Brady, and this combination is going to win a Super Bowl, which makes it better than Tom Brady and Randy Moss.
Hell yeah.
I mean, let a guy be in his feelings, man.
He just had two touchdowns on Monday Night Football. A guy can't be excited.
I know. It's like we just want to quash everything.
Who was attacking him? Like, was it the local fan base?
I don't think our fans would be attacking him. No.
I just saw a lot of national fans.
I'm sure Patriot fans and their feelings.
Yeah,
this team didn't even win the Super Bowl. Oh, you idiots. I saw that.
Yeah, that whole thing.
But you're right, because it's week 9 or week 10. That's right. You're absolutely right. We haven't won the Super Bowl yet. It's week 10.
So Kansas City, Detroit, Buffalo, Baltimore, Green Bay.
That's it.
Right there. Boom, boom, boom.
2 weeks in a row.
All right, I'm going to give you my bottom feeders. These are the five teams I think suck this week in no particular order, and again, no rhyme or reason to this. You got to go with New Orleans this week at number number one is your sucky. They fired their coach, right? They've lost 7 in a row.
Nylons.
They fired their coach. They traded their best defensive player. They're starting over, and Derek Carr got to go. As much as I always kind of like Derek Carr, your days are done, bro. Like, you got people on their couch calling you out. Gotta go. So New Orleans coming in for me. The Giants are on the list as well with Daniel Jones as the quarterback. They get to play in Germany this weekend. I've asked the question. I don't know if I've asked it on the air. Who's worse at their job, Daniel Jones or Siri?
Oh, wow.
I don't know, because Siri will at least, like, surprise you and just show up when you don't expect it. Daniel Jones never shows up.
He never's so there, like, man.
He kind of did last week. He had a touchdown pass. So people are like, well,
oh, like the first time since what? Bruce played at MetLife?
Yeah.
2016.
Yeah. Since Giant Stadium, man. MetLife has been there for 12, 15 years now.
Yeah.
Which is the rest of that team's kind of fun to watch. It sucks. You know, Daniel Jones has ruined that team.
That Tracy kid in the backfield's
he's
good.
He's fun. Malik Nabers is fun. The defensive line's fun.
Nabers leads the league in drop passes. That's and Nabers fair. Is talking like he knows what's going on right now. He's starting to wear thin a little bit. Like, you're the rookie wide receiver. You don't have all the answers. Just kind of chill That's for fair. A year, you know? Daniel Jones has broke that entire team. He broke Brian Daboll. Like, everybody is broken because of that guy. It's going to be tough to recover because...
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's nobody out there.
Give her Daboll because he still gets passion on the sidelines when they do good stuff. Like, he's still that, like, you know, dad that loves to see his kid get a hit when he knows his kid sucks.
Yeah. Yes. True, you got a hit, man.
You're getting ice cream.
Don't talk about my father that way. Dolphins coming in on the Bob's Bottom Feeder of sucky suck teams this week. I do. I'm not a fan. That ship has sailed down there. It's time for a house cleaning in Miami. Mm. As well. The Patriots obviously make the list. They are not good. I know. I love the Patriots found their guy. And then Drake May after the game is like, we didn't win the game. So what that I threw? I'm like, I like that. I actually really like that he said that. But I mean, if he doesn't throw that touchdown pass at the end of regulation, nobody's talking about the Patriots finding their quarterback. That's the immediate reaction of the NFL.
You think Drake May can be better than Trevor Lawrence?
Yes.
Well, I mean
that's a real discussion, though. No, I mean, like, you look at where they were how they were drafted. Drake May was drafted pretty high. Trevor Lawrence obviously won overall. Trevor Lawrence's projection was to be like here. It's now come down way to earth. Drake May, from what we see with a terrible offensive line and not really a target to throw to, you get him a guy like Travis Hunter and give him a couple linemen, I'd like to see what he can do.
Well, it'll be interesting, but I don't know that I'm ready to say they found their guy yet, because people thought Mac Jones was good for 5 minutes, too, at one point, right? Like, again, the desperation.
Great first name.
The desperation. Absolutely. Is he related to you?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we're all together.
They're all related to Daniel.
Yeah. But the desire to find that next quarterback, it forces people to make really bad decisions in their organization. And that's where we are with a lot of teams, which brings me to Jacksonville. That's my fifth bottom feeder this week. I think Doug Peterson probably is going to find a new job after the end of this season. And they're going to realize that they raced to pay Trevor Lawrence for no reason whatsoever. And now they're wedded to this guy forever. And they're going to have a new coach. And it's now going to be Trevor Lawrence's third coach, right?
Yeah.
It's fair to say Trevor Lawrence is a coach killer.
Hmm. Tough. He made Sweeney look pretty good in college. But that was college.
College is so much different than the NFL.
Urban Meyer was. I'm not going to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's Urban, true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not going to give Trevor.
He kicked himself out of Jacksonville.
That's not Trevor's fault.
Yeah.
Literally.
Oh, jeez.
That's right.
So, Carolina, are they just officially way gone that it doesn't merit them to be on any
they
sort
gotta
of.
They got to win this week, bro. Okay. Like, I mean, they beat New Orleans.
Indianapolis, they're okay.
They're an average team.
Okay.
Yeah.
Vegas, they got Joe Flacco.
Vegas.
We know Vegas sucks.
Okay.
There's a lot of bad teams. Like,
there
I was looking at
Dallas.
It yesterday. There's a lot of two and seven, two and six type teams in the NFL.
It's easier doing my list than it is your list.
No, I think you're right about that because there aren't good teams in the NFL. It's Detroit and Kansas City, and that is it. Mm-hmm. But man, the 2-6s, the 2-7s, the 3-6s.
That's it.
It is wild. It is. It's Detroit and Kansas City. Well, that's it.
Like, who else would y'all even put in my top five? I had Chiefs, Lions, Bills, Ravens, Packers.
I'd put the Chiefs in three times and the Lions in twice.
I'd have Washington in there.
Okay, that's fair.
I'd have Washington there over Green Bay.
I guess I'm just not considering them a Super Bowl contender, and that may not change.
Why do you consider Green Bay a Super Bowl contender but not Washington right now?
Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love.
Dan Campbell's been to a Super Bowl. Matt LaFleur never had. Or is it it's Dan Quinn. What did I say?
Yeah.
Dan Campbell might go to a Super Bowl this year, though.
He might. All the Dans.
Dan Quinn is doing exactly what he did in Atlanta and Washington. Because
take a team to a Super Bowl.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Take out Kyle Shanahan and put in Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah.
I'll handle the defense. I'll put my hat on backwards. You stick with the quarterback. And
that's the smart thing to do. Like that, Dan.
If you didn't think Dan Quinn was good, look at Dallas's defense this year.
They suck. Dan Quinn gets it as a head coach, and he understands. Like, this is where Todd Haley went off the rails. He should have just let Charlie Weiss do the offense. Who the hell cares who gets the credit? Dan Quinn's like, yeah, I'm just going to go out here and, you know, put my hat on backwards and coach the defense. And Cliff, you take care of the rookie quarterback, and let's see what mm-hmm. we can do together. And it's working. And they're sitting at 7-2 right now. So. I'm with Dusty. As much as the Commanders are like just an organization, right? Maybe they're turning it around and whatnot. They're better than Green Bay. They just are. And I think Jaden Daniels is playing his ass off right now. And so I can't put Green Bay on your list without putting Washington on your list.
I would just put Washington at 5, Green Bay at like 6 or 7.
Okay.
Because I think Green Bay's, I think they're good. They're just not Detroit. Nobody in the NFC is.
Nope.
Not even close. Like, who's close to Detroit right now? Who's going to be playing Detroit in that AFC championship game? Is it going to be Washington?
Washington's just damn good. And they just added Marshawn Lattimore.
Yeah, the Lattimore thing's huge.
Their defense gets better. Terry McLaurin has been absolutely a bona fide stud this year.
He's been great.
And then they have, you know, Brian Robinson Jr. And then you have the veteran Austin Eckler. So, I mean, like, they have a good team. And Jaden Daniels has been far and above better than we thought he was going to be.
And they've got a coach that's been there before. Yes, he had one of the biggest collapses in the history of sports.
It's also against Tom Brady.
Right.
Like, it's like Buffalo has one of the biggest collapses in sports. 13 seconds.
Against Mahomes. Yeah, you got to consider that.
Sometimes there's another factor that plays.
That's right.
Now, should you have blown a 28-3 lead in two quarters? No. Probably not.
Right.
No, it's fair. Maybe I need to give some more respect to the Commanders.
But,
I think it's just the rookie quarterback.
It's not about that.
No, it isn't.
It's natural to forget about certain teams because they've been irrelevant. The Washington Commanders have not been a relevant organization. Well, since they last won a Super Bowl in 91 or 2.
My lifetime, never.
Right? So
never. It,
you forget about these things. You got a rookie quarterback, first-year head coach. But they're playing really good football now. And Jaden Daniels is by far your rookie of the year. There's no argument with that whatsoever.
There's
your rookie of the year. And so I would put them ahead of Green Bay. You know, and we're splitting hairs here,
but you're,
And
they addressed their biggest weakness mm-hmm. yesterday in their defense in Marshawn Lattimore.
They got good yesterday with Marshawn Lattimore,
really impressive.
Right? For a fourth-round pick?
And to be fair, this is the Commanders' schedule so far.
Yes, and thank you.
So this plays into your Green Bay stuff, right?
Yes.
The Commanders have lost to Tampa Bay week one when they had everybody.
Yeah.
They then beat the Giants.
By 3 points.
They beat the Bengals in Cincinnati. Good win.
Mm-hmm.
They beat the Cardinals in Arizona. Good win.
Stomped them, yeah.
Beat the Cleveland Browns. Then they lost to the Ravens, beat the Panthers, beat the Bears, beat the Giants.
Beat the Bears and Giants barely.
There is something to be said for that, but this is how you get going as an organization.
Right. Absolutely.
You know?
It's not their fault. They have to play a last place schedule because their team was ass last year.
That's exactly right.
So at least they're winning those games. But I'm just trying to give you credit for your Green Bay pick. And Green Bay has been without Jordan Love for two games-ish. And they still did things well. Commanders play Pittsburgh this week.
Right.
Then they go to Philadelphia. Then they get the Cowboys, Titans, bye week. Then they finish their season, Eagles, Falcons, Cowboys. So we'll find out.
Hard, yeah.
We'll
Eagles,
find out.
Eagles, Falcons, Cowboys.
That's right.
These next 2 weeks, then Pittsburgh and Philly. That's all right. It's a good test for them.
Let me throw this one at you right now.
Okay.
What would you say to the Jets hiring Mike McCarthy as their head coach with Aaron Rodgers?
I would, like I told Mac last night, sit back and watch it burn.
How good would it be?
Absolutely.
I'd watch every night. Every night. Because I think, you know, and have you seen Varsity Blues?
Not. Sorry.
Well, there's a thing that James Vanderbeek, who thoughts and prayers to him.
Yeah, didn't something just happen?
Colon cancer, yeah, I think is what they said, yeah. Or something like that.
Get your colonoscopies, guys,
no
and gals.
And whenever he wants to clock it instead of spiking it, he would look on the sideline to throw it at somebody, and he finds like an annoying mascot and chucks it as hard as he can at their face. And that's what Aaron Rodgers would do to Mike McCarthy.
Mike McCarthy. Would be great.
Because you know Mike ain't moving, dude.
No, no chance.
That guy's slower than molasses in wintertime.
I mean, but you look at what the that's a good song, but it's July. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, you look at the Chiefs when they started 9-0 under Andy Reid, you know, that first year that he was here in Kansas City. They beat Jacksonville in the opening game. Then they played Dallas, beat them by a point. Then had Philadelphia. They had Dallas, Philadelphia, and the Giants back to back to back. Then they were at Tennessee. Then they beat the Raiders. Then a bad Texan team. Then Cleveland. Then Buffalo. So you can't sit there and apologize for your schedule. You've got to go out there and win those games, and that's what Washington is doing. And each win that they get develops more confidence in their players. They feel that they can win, and that is so big. And you know, back to George, that he always used to say, "You drive into the ballpark, and if you think you're going to lose, you're going to lose." Belief is huge in professional sports, and those guys in that Washington franchise, they don't care about what their schedule is. They look at the fact that they're 7-2. They just won a game on Sunday. Their quarterback is rookie of the year. Their head coach is good. They believe in themselves. And when you can get the mind to believe and have that power of, wow, I'm going to believe in this kind of stuff. I don't think I can do any wrong. You find ways to win. And yeah, it's against a bunch of bottom feeders, if you will, but that's going to benefit them down the stretch. And they're going to get to games in December going, we know how to win. We've been here. We've got this confidence. So I think Washington's going to be there at the end.
Okay. I hope.
Fair enough.
I think it's great.
I do, too. Yeah, I do, too.
I think it's great.
I mean, it's better than Philadelphia.
Because that'll really make Jerry lose his mind.
Oh,
his defensive coordinator, his team in his division wins their division.
Oh, you're so right.
Oh, man, that might give Jerry the last pill. Right
yeah,
there.
I mean, like because
Washington's good. Oh, good.
The Giants have won two Super Bowls. Wait, hang on a second. The Giants have won two Super Bowls since Dallas won theirs.
Uh-huh.
Philadelphia has won a Super Bowl since Dallas has won theirs.
And been to another one.
And been to another one.
Mm-hmm.
And now you've got Washington.
Kind of figuring out who the problem is, right?
I think we know who the problem
is. Duh.
But until you realize you're the problem, you know, like anything in life, it's not the food that's making you fat; it's you. I'm speaking to myself. I'm sorry.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.